This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the third week of late spring, the third week of the mock orange moon. Everything happens so quickly between the end of March and the middle of May. Bare trees fill out and the brown, silent earth suddenly comes completely alive. The feelings that move over me in the wake of all these changes range from exhilaration and joy to disappointment, to a sense of being overwhelmed, to a sense of sadness. I wonder if what I really was waiting for was spring, or if I was caught up in a different kind of longing, thinking maybe that spring was a promise not only of an easing of the weather, but promise of some greater fulfillment, and the greening of the world was to be the answer to all that was missing in my life. And so to find that spring does indeed bring warmth and color can be disappointing, because maybe it was really not those things I was waiting for, but something altogether different. Something that I had not named, or that I had called by the wrong name, or that I had in a long self-deception transformed into spring, making the tilt of the earth into a potent but unfocused metaphysical longing. In some ways, that confusion is welcome, like the confusion and the frustration maybe of love. And sometimes it creates islands of peace, and sometimes it creates anguish and happiness. I suppose if spring is like love, then what could I expect? This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the fourth week of late spring. In the meantime, be confused. It's okay. That's just the way spring is.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.